Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. We're getting ready for girls' playoff basketball, Evergreens and Green Bay East. It's a play-in game, 16 versus 17. Evergreens wear their home white, green numerals and white trim. The Green Bay East Red Devils are in their road red with white numerals and black trim. It is a small crowd at the Fieldhouse tonight for a Tuesday evening. The fans that are here come to their feet for our national anthem. Nice job with our national anthem. Evergreen senior Emma Pyatt, who will be one of the starters tonight, was part of the trio singing the Star Spangled Banner. We get ready for basketball here. I'm Chris Conley. Welcome to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Everest girls looking for their fourth win. I mean, I'm curious to see what a team that has had so little success as Green Bay East looks like. We almost want to do some basketball diagnostics, see what's going on here with a team that's just struggled to find victories. Again, their closest game was a 9-point loss to Green Bay West. All of their other games this season have been double-digit losses, so they haven't really been all that close to winning. They have only two seniors, so this Green Bay East team is young, got a lot of players coming back. The Evergreens also have only two seniors. Starting five for the Red Devils, there's Mercedes Castro being introduced. Judith Munoz-Lopez, Tegan Delaway, DJ Morris, and Tatiana Goyan. Nia Weathersby is a junior who does not start for Green Bay East, but she's 6'2". She would be the tallest player on the floor. Evergreen starting five being introduced to the crowd right now. There comes Hannah Studeman, a junior. Paige Zarnick. Both of the seniors will start tonight. Paige Zarnick is one of them. There's Kara Hammond, who I think is going to finish the season as the team's leading scorer. The other senior, Emma Pyatt, comes out. And Kennedy Stoll for the Evergreens. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters for 65 years. Dunright is a real standout in the community. Suddenly the field house gets quiet just because it's a sparse crowd. I mean, across the way, we can count the Green Bay East fans have come over on, well, we don't quite need two fingers. In fact, I see Coach Jerry Poggle and his wife across the way in the Green Bay East section. Makes it look a little less empty because they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 that have made the trip. About a quarter full in the Everest bleachers below our broadcast location. We meet at the center circle, where Tatiana Gordon will jump center against Kennedy Stoll. Playoff game, so the winner advances, loser goes home, ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. The Evergreens control the opening tap. Back to Kara Hammond. Green Bay East comes out man-to-man defense. Hammond takes it, goes over the top, down low, missing at the rim, Hannah Studeman. Green Bay East comes away with the rebound. Evergreen's got everything but the finish. That was a good pass right to the low blocks on the weak side. Coming back the other way, Judith Munoz-Lopez. Her shot hits the underside of the backboard and is tied up. Jump ball called, and the arrow points to Green Bay East. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. We're just underway. Lumberjacks and Blue Jays, Wausau East and Merrill in Game 2. That's a Division 2 playoff game. You'll hear that on tape delay once we're done here. Open for a three, Tegan Dalloway, no good. Offensive rebound, that's DJ Morris, who is fouled on a putback attempt. Free throws are coming up for Green Bay East. Hannah Studeman is called for the foul. So let's see what DJ Morris can do at the free throw line. Two shots here. The sophomore's first is good. Red Devils score first and lead 1-0. Fieldhouse grows quiet for a second free throw. That one's good too. 2-0 Green Bay East, and the Red Devils show full court pressure. Hannah Studeman right to the half court line and breaks it with her dribble. DJ Morris is out to guard her. Now gives it off here to Kara Hammond. Hammond has her dribble way up high. Screen cut off along the baseline. Goes back out. Paige Zarnik. Evergreens work the perimeter. 1 minute in. 2-0 Green Bay East. Now a clear out to the left side. That's stripped. And losing the basketball is the Evergreens' Kara Hammond. Green Bay East has it. Bringing this ball up into the front court is Judith Munoz-Lopez. Got a whistle. Travel. Lopez passed it over to Tatiana Gordon, who turned the ball over. Judith Munoz has a huge ponytail that completely covers her number 12. But she has her back to you. Hard to see who that is. Well, remember that. Ponytail, 12, Munoz. High cross court. Evergreen's got a basket down low. Missing at the rim is Emma Payette. Green Bay again got the Evergreens to change that shot. Evergreens went cross court and missed at the rim. Green Bay East still has this 2-0 lead. Open for a three. Here's Tiana Gordon, too strong. Evergreens get the rebound. Paige Zarnik. Long rebound came right out to Paige. Evergreens look to run along the baseline. That's knocked free. Evergreens take it back. Three ball in the air. Too strong for Kara Hammond. Offensive rebound for the Evergreens. Up and in. Ties us two apiece. Evergreens basket for Kennedy Stoll on the second chance. Full court pressure. Evergreens get a turnover. Got a whistle. Reach-in foul on Green Bay East. Mercedes Castro is called for the foul. Non-shooting, Evergreens will inbound underneath. 16 minutes to play, tied 2-2. A little bit of confusion who's going to put this ball in play for the Evergreens. It is Kara Hammond. They don't guard Hammond, and she almost turns it over on the inbounds pass. Knocked loose by Judith Munoz-Lopez. Evergreens will get it back. Now Hannah Studeman will inbound, and this time they guard Studeman. And the Evergreens put this ball back in play to Kara Hammond. Around to Payette. Now baseline open three. Studeman, three ball in the air, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped around, secured by Payette of the Evergreens. Everest will back this out, and we'll get another look at the basket. Here's Hannah Studeman with her dribble. Goes up high, now behind the arc to Kara Hammond. Three ball in the air again, off the backboard and in for Emma Payette. The senior, probably playing her final home game, gets the gentle touch. Long inbounds pass stolen by the Evergreens. Ball's loose, secured by Green Bay East. Tatiana Gordon to the rim, and she misses. Offensive rebound, another miss by Mercedes Castro. Evergreens come away with the ball. Coming back the other way is Payette, and she's banged from behind really hard. Payette pulled up her dribble, and the Green Bay East player ran right into her. Non-shooting foul. Judith Munoz-Lopez, her first, team second. Evergreens make an early substitution. Braylon Byler comes in. Emma Payette comes out. Evergreens inbound in front of the parent section. Inbound to Kara Hammond. Bounces over to Byler. Looks to dribble along the baseline. Makes an extra pass. Baseline long. Two is short by Kara Hammond. Rebound. Missing at the rim is Byler. Into the corner. Evergreens fish that out. Byler followed her miss. Driving into the lane. Missing too strong. Kara Hammond got an offensive rebound again. The Evergreens got 1, 2, 3, 4 boards on that possession. And now a foul with a loose ball underneath. It's against Green Bay East. DJ Morris is called for her first, team's third. Got an early timeout. Evergreens lead 5-2 with 15 minutes to play. We'll take a 30-second break, too, on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. For 100 years, M&J Marine has set the standard for sales and service, and let them prove it with a new Lund boat powered by the quality and performance of a Mercury outboard. Take a trip through their massive showroom where there's a boat show every day. The best brands and Mercury. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. Proud sponsor of DC Ever Sports, I-39, exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. M&J Marine.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back. The girls' basketball playoffs have arrived. Evergreens have a 5-2 lead. They inbound underneath their own basket and have turned it over on the timeout. Green Bay East gets the ball back. Evergreens are back defensively, so this will be played as a half-court set. Everest 5, Green Bay East 2. Points have been hard to come by for both teams. Posting up high is Tatiana Goryan, goes to the corner now. That's Tegan Delaway. Back out now to Mercedes Castro. This Green Bay East team seems a little bit uncertain about what they're going to do when they have the ball here. Evergreen show man-to-man defense. Cross-court pass to Mercedes Castro. To get the feeling that there's just too much passing, that a turnover is going to come eventually. And Green Bay East is having trouble getting the ball inside. Looking to drive in is Munoz Lopez. She's cut off. Goes back out to DJ Morris. It's been a long possession. East has taken about a minute off the clock. Riley Zuliger will come in for the Evergreens on the next stoppage. Running jumper for Tegan Delaway, and it's good. 5-4. Evergreens break full court pressure with a long inbounds pass. Kira Hammond into the front court. Now she pulls up. Gives it over to Hannah Studeman. 13.5 to play. First half, it's 5-4 Evergreens. Evergreens post foul line extended. This is Paige Zarnik with her dribble. Gives it to Studeman, looks to drive in. Double team, cut off. Baseline three. Good for Kara Hammond. 8-4 Everest. Evergreens have hit two behind the arc. Long pass down court. Off one of the Everest defenders. So Green Bay East tries to break pressure with a long pass down. Almost turned the ball over. Ashton Fernstead. And Riley Zuliger come in for the Evergreens. Green Bay East inbounds along their own baseline into traffic. That is Mercedes Castro almost lost the ball. Castro saves it from going into the backcourt. Yeah, Castro almost double dribbled there. Over to DJ Morris, who has her dribble. Moving screen, not called. Wow, and Riley Zuliger looked like she got hit right in the face for a moment there. She's all right. At least not showing it. Pass goes down low now to Munoz Lopez. Lost it in traffic. Ball's loose. Got a reach-in foul. I think this is on the Evergreens. Well, let's see. Two players battling for the ball. It's on the Evergreens. Paige Zarnik. Her first, team second. 12:40 to play, first half. Green Bay East will inbound in front of the Everest bench, and they go into the backcourt to Judith Munoz Lopez. Calls out a play here. All the other four Red Devils are all down low. Now coming out is DJ Morris in traffic. Ball is yanked away, tied up. Good defense by Riley Zuliger, and on alternating possession, the ball goes back to the Evergreens. Basketball is brought to you by Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Evergreens bring this into the front court and bounce it over now to Braylon Beiler. Beiler almost lost it to the backcourt. Ashton Fernstadt retrieves it. Pass to Kara Hammond. Hammond dribbles in. Too strong. Ball's loose. Pinballs around. Out of bounds. Saved by Green Bay East. Judith Munoz Lopez. Thought that ball was going to go out of bounds along the baseline. 12 minutes to play in the first half. 8-4 Evergreens. Red Devils with the ball. Thinking about that three up high and not taking it was DJ Morris. Morris called for a foul. Yeah, arm bar out. Offensive foul. Tried to fend off the Everest defender by putting her arm out. Nia Weathersby, who just came into the game, called for the foul. Nia Weathersby is the tallest player for either of these teams. Evergreen's break full court pressure while Green Bay East wanted to trap in the corner was too slow. Three ball open off the front of the rim, no good. A miss for Breland Byler. Evergreen's get the rebound underneath. Fernstadt misses. Ball's loose, tied up. And this time the arrow points over to the Red Devils, so they'll get the ball back. Evergreen's got a couple of looks at the basket. Didn't come away with anything. Still 8-4. Evergreen's full court press. Green Bay East in the backcourt, almost losing the handle. DJ Morris, she breaks it. 3-on-2. Morris is fouled. Everest defender didn't have position there and was moving. A lot of fouls called in this game. Common foul, so this will be inbounded underneath. Riley Zuliger, her first, team's third. Into traffic, goes right into Nia Weathersby. While Weathersby with that height needs to go up right away, she tried to dribble, lost the ball, and it's turned over. Now they're calling a reach-in foul against Green Bay East. Yeah, tallest player on the floor gets that ball right underneath the basket, needs to put that up. DJ Morris picks up her second foul, battling for that loose ball. Team's fifth. Green Bay East keeps full court pressure on. Ashlyn Fernstadt gives it over to Byler, who comes into the front court. Evergreens pick this up. Yeah, the Evergreens players all season have this bad habit of picking up their dribble, and then suddenly the defense swarms to them. Got to stop that. Byler goes up high now to Kara Hammond. Evergreens work the perimeter. Fernstadt and now Zuliger. Evergreens looking to drive in on the overplay. Byler, that shot was blocked. Riley Zuliger comes down with it. Ball's loose. Riley traveled. Yeah, she jumped up for the loose ball, and when she hit the floor, kind of rolled a little bit. And the Evergreens want a timeout. Everest leads 8-4. There's 11 minutes left to play in the first half. Let's take a break, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. I started Untuckit because, like a lot of other guys, I just couldn't find a shirt that looked great untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt with that just right length. We have over 50 fits for all shapes and sizes, so you can look sharp even at your most casual. Try the original untucked shirt at one of 85 Untuckit stores worldwide or at untuckit.com. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Use promo code WINTER for 20% off your first purchase. That's promo code WINTER.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Not sure what to say about this game. I mean, the Evergreens haven't played particularly well. They lead 8-4, and yet this Green Bay East team that hasn't won a game all season still kind of hanging around, but Green Bay East just has trouble in the offensive end. Like, they're very tentative. A lot of players don't look like they're particularly good dribblers. The ball was knocked out of bounds off an Everest defender. Green Bay East double team on the inbounds pass. Ball is loose, picked up by a Red Devil, Judith Munoz-Lopez. Now got a reach-in foul. It's on the Evergreens. And a lot of whistles in this game. At this pace, this game's going to be decided on free throws because neither team's got any flow in the offensive end. Hannah Studemans picked up her second, team's fourth. So not quite to the halfway point of the first half. And both teams are inching towards the bonus. East has the ball. Here's Mercedes Castro on the wing. Evergreens have Studeman with two fouls, keeping her on the floor, guarding her. Goes over now to Eliza Dogmala. Dogmala now in the game for the first time for Green Bay East. Bouncing down low, Tegan Delaway, who has one of the 2 points, spins, low blocks, misses the ball. Loose ball foul, nope, tied up between the Evergreens and Red Devils, and the arrow points to D.C. Everest. Now this message, stand up to bullying. There are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and this Midwest Communication Station. Splitting defenders, hanging in the lane, up and in is Anna Studeman for the Evergreens. 10-4. Green Bay East has been stuck on four for a while. The inbounds pass against full court pressure is knocked out of bounds by one of the Evergreens. Off Ashton Fernstadt. She will come out. Kara Hammond comes back in. 10-4 Evergreens. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Again, the winner of this team plays the number one seed, Bayport, on Friday night. 5-second violation, and the ball is turned over. Now, wait a minute, though. One of the officials is walking over towards the scorer's table. Yeah, you know what? The clock was running and shouldn't have been, and that's why we had a whistle to stop this. Going to correct the game clock, and Green Bay East is going to get to inbound this ball. Again, they're having trouble getting in. High lofting pass ahead to Mercedes Castro. Castro with her dribble in the front court. 9:45 to play in the first half. That is the correct time. Keegan Dellaway along the baseline, down low in traffic, missing DJ Morse. A lot of traffic there, and the Evergreens have the rebound. We've got a reach-in foul against Green Bay East. Foul is on Mia Weathersby, her second. No more fouls to give for Green Bay East. The next whistle puts the Evergreens in the bonus. Natalie Ponce comes in, and Weathersby goes out. So Green Bay East, with all their struggles, uses a deep bench, too. Evergreens break, full court pressure into the front court, hanging there. Fernstadt, too strong. Rebound, Zuliger misses at the rim, ball's loose. Green Bay East has it. Munoz Lopez comes away with the ball for the Red Devils. Evergreens want to get some new players in. Paige Zarnik is waiting at the scorer's table. Green Bay East up high. Mercedes Castro thought about taking that shot, still has her dribble. It's a straight-on three. She was open for it, too. Gives it over to Munoz Lopez. Now up high, Tatiana Gordon. Under 9 minutes to play. Now driving in between defenders, flicking that ball up. Too strong, Keegan Dellaway. Evergreens get the rebound. McKenna Hammond to the front court. Fernstadt down low in traffic. Got it back to McKenna Hammond, who misses at the rim. Now a foul on a putback attempt. The Evergreens are going to the free throw line. Evergreens have controlled the boards in this game. It's going to be ruled non-shooting, so it'll be a 1-1 here for Riley Zuliger. Foul is on Natalie Ponce, who's in off the bench, commits her first foul. Free throw is no good. Actually, they're giving her two. Going to say that Riley Zuliger was in the act of shooting. So one more coming for Riley. Yeah, Green Bay East has not scored in a long, long time. Carla Flores, one of the Green Bay East seniors, now comes in. Second free throw here for Riley Zuliger. Got that one. It's 11-4. Riley will come out. Emma Pyatt comes in for her. Basketball brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts. Serving Central Wisconsin for 80 years, Baseman's of Wausau. Green Bay East inbounds, full court pressure. In trouble in the backcourt is Munoz Lopez. She picks up her dribble. Green Bay East will call a timeout. They're going to get called for a 10-second violation. With 8:35 to play in the first half, we'll keep it here. It's going to be a full timeout? Yes, sir. Yeah, Green Bay East has not scored since Tegan Dellaway's basket, and that was 4.5 minutes ago. So this is a pretty long dry spell. Yeah, at the time, it was 5-4. So the Evergreens are on a 6-0 run, and a team where, you know, neither team's offense has really gotten on track just yet. Basketball is brought to you by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, and the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181 Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Green Bay East has the ball out of the timeout. They will inbound in the backcourt. Goes in to Munoz Lopez. Cross-court pass over the head of the senior Carla Flores and right to the Everest bench. Evergreens will get the ball on a turnover. Green Bay East will put in DJ Morris, comes back into the game with her two fouls. Green Bay East again wants full court pressure. Evergreens inbound into the backcourt. Kara Hammond. Hammond breaks this on her dribble right into the front court. Has the senior Carla Flores on her, so it's senior on sophomore here. Goes back to Emma Pyatt. Evergreen's behind the arc, work this ball around. That's Studeman. Studeman gets it back, drives along the baseline, double teamed, makes an extra pass cross court to Stoll, back for a three. Too strong for Kara Hammond. Loose in the corner, saved by the Evergreens, right to a Red Devil, DJ Morris. 3-on-2 if Green Bay East hurries. Morris lost the handle and had to retrieve it in the corner. Wanted to cut to the basket. Instead, that ball was too far out in front of her. Had to save the possession. Jasmine Schroeder is now in for Green Bay East. She just got a touch a moment ago. Now goes over to Munoz Lopez. Sophomore, no height, but handles the ball a lot. Munoz Lopez looks like she's 5'6", maybe 5'7". Undersized, but is the ball handler for Green Bay East, and she's not bad. DJ Morris up high, looks to clear out, drive, split defenders, got a foul on the Evergreens. Now let's see. It's maybe away from the ball. Let's sort this out. It's on the Evergreens, Kara Hammond. Her first, team's fifth. So another minute's gone by. This is a 5.5 minute scoring drought for Green Bay East, trailing 11-4. And the ball's turned over there. Now a reach in foul after the turnover. Paige Zarnik had the ball and then was bumped. We're going to walk down to the other end to shoot a 1-1. Natalie Ponce has only been in for a minute or so, commits her second foul. And the Evergreens go down to the other end to shoot. Here's Paige Zarnik. Yeah, that four has been up on Green Bay East's scoreboard for a long time now. 1-1, the first of which is no good. Offensive rebound for the Evergreens, up and in for Emma Pyatt. So Zarnik's miss, no big deal. Evergreens get 2 points out of it. It's 13-4. This possession will take us under 7 minutes in the first half. Munoz Lopez brings it to the front court. Over to the side there, and Carla Flores. DJ Morris splits defenders, drives in, leaves it short. Ball is loose, picked up there by Munoz Lopez. Misses at the rim. Offensive rebound. Got a foul on the Evergreens. Loose ball foul. DJ Morris had position inside and secured that basket. Hannah Studeman has picked up her third. Team's sixth. So Green Bay East will be in the bonus two on their next foul. The Evergreens' next foul. East inbounds underneath in the corner to Jasmine Schroeder. Schroeder's bothered there. McKenna Hammond almost stole the ball. Bad pass, loose on the baseline, out of bounds to the Evergreens. Unable to grab the handle there was DJ Morris. Evergreens take advantage of another turnover. 13-4. Evergreens with a lead. Green Bay East is making a late substitution. One of their starters, Tatiana Goyan, comes in. McKenna Flores, Jasmine Schroeder, beg your pardon, goes out. Evergreens long pass down the floor. Kara Hammond, 3-on-3 if the Evergreens hurry. Hammond will back it back out. So this will be played as a half-court set. 6.5 to play until halftime. Bounced over to Emma Pyatt. Now over to Kennedy Stoll. Inside pass, knocked away, but a foul is called. Entry pass down low to Paige Zarnik. Zarnik's going to shoot a 1-1. Tatiana Guyon called for her first, team's ninth, so this is the final 1-1 of the half before the Evergreens go to the double bonus. Zarnik missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier. She gets the front end of this one. So the Evergreens are now on a 9-0 run. Tegan Dalloway, another one of the starters, comes back in for Green Bay East. She's on the low blocks. Second free throw for Zarnik. Got them both. Evergreens are 3 of 5 from the free throw line, and they lead 15-9. Full court pressure. Ball's loose. Another turnover. Evergreens have it. This ball is shuttled ahead to Paige Zarnik. Goes out of bounds off one of the Green Bay East players. So again, East just struggling with ball security against the Evergreens' full court pressure. Evergreens get this turnover and will inbound underneath their own basket. Fernstadt will put it in for the Evergreens. In traffic now to Emma Pyatt. Entry pass, wow, double team there with Zarnik, who goes back out. Evergreens will reset. Emma Pyatt again. Looking to drive in. Braylon Weiler is in for the Evergreens. Had it for a moment. Pyatt double teamed along the baseline. Goes back out. Weiler in the lane, hangs. Left hand friendly roll, score. Freshman on the board for the Evergreens, 17-4. Green Bay East breaks full court pressure this time. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Nah, backing it back out as Carla Flores, the senior, gives it back over to their ball handler, Judith Munoz-Lopez. 5:15 and counting to play until halftime. That's a travel turned over to the Evergreens. Tegan Delaway had it up high. They were going to set a screen for her, and she dragged her back foot. Basketball is sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Construction loans to Cloverbelt Credit Union. Mercedes Castro, another one of the starters, comes back in, and Carla Flores will go out. Evergreens inbound in front of their own bench to Kara Hammond, quickly across half court. Hammond into the front court, goes back out. Foul line extended to Zarnik, tries to dribble in, loses the handle. Evergreens get the loose ball on the weak side, high off the rim, no good. Kara Hammond misses it. Green Bay East gets the rebound. Tegan Delaway, and fighting for that ball and knocked out of bounds was the Evergreens' Paige Zarnik. It's off Paige. Like the can-do, she didn't give up on that chance. She just sensed that Green Bay East has trouble with their ball handling. And she was the only player still back for the Evergreens and fought for the ball. Green Bay East breaks this 3-on-2 into the front court if they hurry, settling for a wild running shot as Mercedes Castro needed to pass to one of her teammates. She misses. Evergreens get the rebound. Kennedy Stoll. Now Kara Hammond over to Emma Pyatt. Evergreens lead 17-4 on a 12-0 run. Basket runner is good, and a foul. Yeah, Green Bay East now hasn't scored in 9 minutes of playing time. The foul is on Mercedes Castro. The basket is good for Braylon Beiler, and she will get to the free throw line. Let's see if Braylon can complete a three-point play here. Freshman eyes the rim, puts it in. She's got five now, and the Evergreens have a 20-4 lead. Green Bay East inbounds, double team in the backcourt. Evergreens got the player trapped there. Gets it over to DJ Morris. She's still in the backcourt. Got to get across the timeline, and she does. Just beats the 10-second count. Morris all by herself dribbling, now passes off. Stephanie Zabilis is now in. Zabilis, for the first time, gets the touch of the ball. Over now to Judith Munoz-Lopez, who settles back with her dribble, trying to get it down low here. Goes over the top to Delaway, who misses at the rim, and Green Bay East still cold. They've gone 10 minutes now without scoring. Evergreens get the ball. Zuliger tapped it over to Beiler, and the Evergreens come right back. Green Bay East back defensively, so this will be a half-court set. Driving along the baseline for the Evergreens, Hammond cut off, goes back out. Evergreens reset. Riley Zuliger. Zuliger looks to drive in. Got past the defender, but missed at the rim. Ball pinballs around, loose on the floor, out of bounds to the Evergreens. DJ Morris frustrated with herself because she needed to go down to her knees to save that ball. She tried to stay upright and reached down for it. I mean, she's a tall kid and had it go off her fingers and out of bounds. 4:05 to play in the first half. 20-4. Evergreens inbound under their own basket. Into Paige Zarnik. Extra pass down low. Blocked. Paige Zarnik shot rejected. Got a foul here on Green Bay East. Loose ball foul. It's going to be a 1-1, right? No foul. Just ball out of bounds. Got it. So the Evergreens inbound underneath their basket to Paige Zarnik up high. Zuliger thought about the three, drives in. Zuliger in traffic, scores. Riley Zuliger on the take to the basket. Dribble and drive. Now a steal on the inbounds pass. The Evergreens score again. Stolen by Paige Zarnik. And Zarnik puts it right back in. Four quick points for the Evergreens. Now a foul in the backcourt. The two quick baskets make this lead 24-4. Got a foul, though, on the Evergreens. We're going to walk down to the other end. Green Bay East will have a chance to break this long, cold spell by shooting a 1-1 down at the other end. Foul is on Riley Zuliger. Azalea Dogmala. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Boy, that's the first basket in a long time. Yeah, that's 10 minutes of not scoring. Wow. 24-5. One more free throw. She got them both. 24-6. 3:45 and counting to play in the first half. Evergreen's in control of this one. Looking to drive in here as Kara Hammond hangs at the rim, scores. I thought Kara Hammond was coming in too strong. She used the backboard and got a friendly roll. 26-6. Green Bay East breaks, full court pressure. 3-on-1 and dribbling the ball off the Everest defender is DJ Morris. Got a loose ball, foul called here. Who's this on? Two of our officials are talking over who it's on. It's on the Evergreens. 1-1 coming up here for Green Bay East. Foul is on Kara Hammond, her second. 1-1 for DJ Morris. The ball's live on a miss. It's a bad miss. Just barely hit the side of the rim. Riley Zuliger gets the rebound. Into the front court, Zuliger pulls this back out. Evergreens can be selective, up by 20, and their opponent is only 6 points. There's a bad pass stolen there by Munoz Lopez. Goes back out to DJ Morris. Morris splits defenders, drives, scooping to the rim. She scores. DJ Morris, who now has 4 of the 8 points for Green Bay East. It's 26-8. Under 3 minutes to play in the half. Kara Hammond to the front court. Hammond leaves it off to the side. Cross court, Riley Zuliger drives in. Splits defender. She's fouled and misses at the rim. Riley's got 2 free throws coming up. Basketball is sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. Azalea Dogmella called for the foul. 2 free throws for Riley Zuliger. The first is a miss. Kennedy Stoll comes in for the Evergreens. Paige Zarnick comes out. For the Evergreens, this will be their final home game of the season. Again, it's a number 16 seed. Even if they win, they cannot host another home game in postseason play. Second free throw is a miss, 26-8. Green Bay East, DJ Morris into the front court. She's cut off there by Braylon Byler. Back out, 3 ball in the air. It is good for Tegan Delaway. 26-11, 2:20 and counting down till halftime. Evergreens just don't feel like they're in any danger. Splitting defenders to the rim. Kara Hammond misses. Ball's loose. Hammond gets it back. Was bumped while going out of bounds. Saves it to Zuliger. Zuliger to the rim. Fouled. She's going to get 2 free throws. Yeah, a lot of fouls called in this game. Tegan Delaway is called for the foul. 2 free throws for Riley Zuliger, who missed both just a moment ago. Chance at redemption here. High, arcing, good. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Basements, Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. Everythingevergreens.com. Second free throw is good. 28-11. Green Bay East calls a timeout. Want to get the right personnel on the floor for the final 2:07 of the first half. 28-11, Evergreens. Evergreens free throw shooting has been all right tonight. 6 of 9, not too shabby. Green Bay East is 4 of 5 from the foul line. Again, 5 of their 11 points. Yeah, only 11 for Green Bay East coming from the free throw line. Game 2 of our doubleheader will head up to Merrill for the Merrill Blue Jays girls basketball team hosting the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Out of the timeout, Green Bay East has the ball. Evergreens have the press off here. The Evergreens will be picking up half-court defense. Evergreens look like they're settling back into a 2-3 zone. Let's see once Green Bay gets this across the timeline. Judith Munoz Lopez brings it to the front court. Nope, Evergreen show man-to-man defense here. Goes over to Tegan Delaway. Delaway hit the 3 before. Back out to Munoz Lopez. Now under 2 minutes to play in the half. Green Bay East running offense, and they're having trouble getting the ball inside against the Evergreens. DJ Morris. DJ may be Green Bay East's best player. Not afraid to drive. Ball handling, you know, sometimes things. She's only a sophomore, though, so she's got some upside. Minute and a half to play, and the clock's running down. Evergreen's trying to tighten up the defense, not give up points here. and we've got a whistle away from the ball. It's a foul on Green Bay East, jockeying for position underneath. The ball gets turned over to the Evergreens. Tegan Dalloway called for her second. Evergreens get the ball back with 1:23 left in the first half. Full court pressure for Green Bay East. The Evergreens break it. Ashlyn Fernstad ahead to Byler. Pass down low along the baseline. It's out of bounds. No save there. Touched, and now we've got a jump ball. The arrow points to the Red Devils. So the Evergreens weren't careful with the ball either. Put it on the floor and then tied up. 28-11 Evergreens. Green Bay East gets the ball back. 1:10, and the clock is moving again until halftime. Give you our leading scores. Preview the rest of the week's high school coverage here at Fox Sports, AM 1390 at halftime. Three ball in the air, too strong for Tegan Dalloway. Long rebound comes out to the Evergreens. Kennedy Stoll gives it over to Ashlyn Fernstad into the front court. Now 50 seconds left in the half. Zuliger behind the three-point arc to Byler. Evergreens work this around. Evergreens are running offense, not necessarily holding for a final shot. Yeah, got the ball inside, running, scooping. Fernstad scores for the Evergreens. Ashlyn Fernstad, 30-11. Now 30 seconds left to play in the first half. Bring it up is Judith Munoz-Lopez. Gives it over to Dalloway, down to 20 seconds. Dalloway dribbles in traffic, pass along the baseline, stolen by the Evergreens' Riley Zuliger. 15 seconds left, so the Evergreens have the ball and have a little bit of time to work with. That ball is knocked away. Spinning out of trouble is Beeler. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, runner. Evergreens get the rebound, got a foul. Loose ball foul. It's going to be a double bonus. It's against Green Bay East. So with 5 seconds left, the clock stops, and the Evergreens will get some late free throws. A lot of fouls piling up in this game. Azila Dungamala is called for her second. Couple of free throws here for the Evergreens as the field house grows quiet, and the first free throw is good. We'll tell you who this Everest player is in just a moment. This Evergreen has a long ponytail too that blocks her number from our high broadcast location. Got the two free throws. Kennedy stole. Kennedy, bobby pins, please. 32-11, and Green Bay East moves the ball down the floor, does not get a shot. Ball was loose, and that will bring us to halftime. Evergreens are in control of this one against winless Green Bay East at halftime. DC Everest 32, the Green Bay East Red Devils 11. We'll be back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.